Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nityanamine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Prachadine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskatyare Satarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare My dear devotees, I would like to capture your fascination about material life a little bit. With fascinatio, I do mean this in an ironic way. Let us look at one material life in purely statistical numbers now. In the time of 80 years, you will blink 415 million times with your eyes.
Za 80 godina trepnuti ćete očima 415 milijuna puta.
You will cry 65 liters of tears.
Isplakati ćete 65 tisuća litara suza.
And you will produce 75,000 liters of sweat.
I proizvest ćete 75 tisuća litara znoja.
6.5 months you will spend on the toilet. And produce 40,000 liters of urine. 2.5 years you will spend on the telephone. And if you are a normal person, you will spend 7 years before the TV. If you are a normal person, you will have 2,582 times sex.
Ako ste normalna osoba, imat ćete sex 2,580 puta.
Of these many times, you will only be 2 times in love.
Od tih mnogo puta, samo 2 puta ćete biti zaljubljeni.
Yes. You will have to cut away from your nails 25 meters of nails.
Morat ćete odrezati 25 metara noktiju.
And you will grow 950 kilometers of hair.
I izrastit će vam 950 metara kose.
You will breathe in so much oxygen as is required to fill 14 million of air balloons.
Udahnut ćete toliko kisika koje bi mogao napuniti 40 milijuna balona.
Should I continue or is it getting boring?
Da li da nastavim ili sam vam već dosadio?
I think you get the idea.
Mislim da ste shvatili.
You will walk 22,000 kilometers.
Prehodat ćete 22 tisuće kilometara.
And you will spend 26 years in bed.
A 26 godina provest ćete u krevetu.
You will go 640 times to the doctor.
Liječniku ćete otići 640 puta.
And many times you won't know what to think about your life.
I mnogo puta nećete znati šta da učinite sa svojim životom, šta da mislite o njemu.
What I have described to you are the dates or the times of the body. I have not spoken about the soul. A person in Krishna consciousness believes that it is very important to spend time for the spiritual development and not be only active on the physical platform.
Osoba u svjesnosti Krišne smatra da je puno bolje provesti život u duhovnom napretku, a ne samo na fizičkoj razini.
This conviction makes him different than most of the people in the world.
To uvjerenje ga čini različitim od većine ljudi u svijetu.
Yes, the spiritual person will always be different from the materialist.
Da, duhovna osoba će uvijek biti različita od materialista.
And he has to learn the art of being different with joy.
I on treba naučiti umijeće da postane različit s radošću.
Materialists will always try to convert the spiritualist.
Materialist će uvijek pokušati preobratiti spiritualista.
They will try to bring him back on the material platform.
Uvijek će ga pokušavati vratiti natrag na materijalnu razinu.
And as we hear from scripture, there is even the material energy of the Lord called Maya, or the Maya Shakti, which becomes extremely active once a person decides to go on the spiritual way.
I kako saznajemo iz pisa, postoje čak i gospodinova materialna energija koja se zove Maya Shakti i koja postaje izuzetno aktivna da vrati faktu na materijalnu.
The material energy has many ways to bring a person who has started the path of spiritual development to bring him back to the material life.
Materijalna energija ima puno raznih načina da vrati osobu koja je krenula duhovnim putem, da ga vrati natrag u materijalni
život. When the first devotees left America to go and establish Krishna consciousness in Europe, they came for the last time to get some special instructions from Srila Prabhupada.
Kada se prva grupa bhakta otputila iz Amerike da ustanovi osnovne svjesnost Krišne pokreti u Europi, sakupili su se da bi dobili još jednu konačnu instrukciju Srila Prabhupada.
And Prabhupada answered in a very typical way, which is also typical for, or let me say, relevant for us.
Prabhupada mi odgovorio na vrlo tipičan, karakterističan način koji je, tako da kažem, vrlo značajan i za nas.
He said, when the first Europeans will see monks, they will first start to laugh about you.
Rekao je, kada prvi Europejci budu vidjeli monake, prvo će vam se početi smijati.
Then they will fight against you.
Zatim će se boriti protiv vas.
And then they will accept you.
A potom će vas prihvatiti.
This is what is happening when a person goes on the spiritual path. First he is laughed at, then people or his own mind starts to fight with him, and if he is strong, in the end he will be accepted. Krishna says that it is very rare in this material world to find a spiritual person. He says out of thousands of people there is only one who is interested in self-realization.
On kaže da je samo jedan od mnogo tisuća ljudi zainteresiran za samospoznanje.
And of these who are interested in self-realizations, only very, very few are interested to surrender their lives to God.
A od tih koji su zainteresirani za samospoznanje, vrlo malo oni koji su spremni predati svoj život Bogu.
When such a thing happens, when a person becomes God is interested in God realization, there will be this reaction.
Kad se tako nešto dogodi da osoba postane zainteresirana da samo spoznaju, doći će do reakcije.
Laughing, fighting, and at the end accepting.
Smijanje, borba i na kraju prihvaćanje.
I want to give you a classical example from the 11th canto of the Srimad Bhagavatam of a Brahmana who took to the path of Krishna consciousness.
želim vam dati karakterističan primjer iz 11. pjevanja Šrimad Bhagavatama o Brahmani koji je krenuo putem svjesnosti Krišne.
It is my favorite narration.
To je moja omiljena priča.
In fact, when we take sannyas, means when the monks enter this let me say order of life where they fully concentrate on Krishna, they sing the song of this Brahmana.
Kada uzmemo sannyas, odnosno kada osoba stupa u red u kome je potpuno predana Krishni, onda pjevamo ovu pjesmu ovog Brahmana.
This story which I will narrate to you now can be the story of your own life.
Priča koju ću vam sada ispričati mogla bi biti i priča vašeg života.
If you listen to it carefully, you might find answers how you can lead your life in a very Krishna conscious way.
Ako budete pažljivo slušali, moći ćete pronaći odgovore kako da vodite svoj život u svjesnosti Krishne.
Once there was a Brahmana. This is how every story starts, and also my story. Once there was a time. He lived a perfectly normal life. But due to circumstances, he lost most of his wealth. He lost there were thieves who stole things from him, and there was also a natural catastrophe and other such I think disease, so that he became a poor man.
Njegovo bogatstvo ukrali su djelomično rokovi, a djelomično je došlo do nekakvih prirodnih katastrofa, a tu je bila prisutna i bolest, tako da je on postao siroman.
At that time he decided, what is this material life? I will go and devote my life now to God.
Tada je odlučio, šta je ovaj materijalni život? Otići ću i posvetit ću svoj život Bogu.
Isn't this typical?
Zato nije tipično.
Also, you have decided in your life to devote your life to Krishna consciousness. Sometimes the reason might have been the death of a near and dear one. Or one day you might have been in your bed and you might have thought about your new day. I have to go to school now, or I have to go to work, and you might have found how utterly boring your life is.
Možda ste jednostavno ležali u krevetu i razmišljali o tome kako započinje novi dan, kako trebate krenuti u školu ili na posao, i zaključili ste kako je život izuzetno dosadan.
Or you might have come to a program of the Hare Krishna devotees, and you might have met some truly inspired people, and then you might have looked back on your life and thought, what is my life in comparison to what these people live? I want to also follow the spiritual path.
A možda ste posjetili neki program svjesnosti Krišne gdje ste vidjeli osobe koje su bile izuzetno nadahnute, inspirirane u duhovnom životu, i onda ste razmišljali malo o svom prošlom životu i pitali ste se kakvog značaja ima.
I have also met people who turned to spiritual life after a severe disease.
Susreo sam također i osobe koje su započele s duhovnim životom nakon ozbiljne bolesti.
Or after finding out that their ordinary life is more or less meaningless.
Ili nakon što su shvatile da je uobičajeni život više ili manje besmislen.
Whatever the case, just like the Brahmana, you have decided to turn your face towards Krishna.
Što god da jeste, vi ste kao i taj Brahmana odlučili okrenuti svoje lice ka Krishna.
Let us see what is happening now in the life of the Brahmana.
Pogledajmo sad što se dogodilo u životu Brahmana.
Oh, his relatives, they are very shocked about his decision.
Njegovi rođaci bili su vrlo šokirani njegovom odlukom.
And they began to chastise him.
Počeli su ga preko rijeva.
Maybe you have somewhere some money.
Možda imaš negde skriveni novac.
You want to hide it.
Želiš ga sakriti.
And you want to pretend to be a poor monk.
Želiš se pretvarati da si siromašan monah.
You are an escapist.
ti si eskapist.
Oh, that's a that's a new creation word. Oh yeah. Okay. Yes. Escapist. Yes. Eskapitsky. You are just giving up all your responsibilities. You're running from this society like a person who runs out of a burning house. Don't you have any good sense? Yes, so the relatives of this Brahmana, they're very much like the modern relative or friend of a person who takes to the path of self-realization. History is always repeating itself in certain patterns. Then they began to laugh about him. You good for nothing? You were not successful. Maybe you were so ugly that no woman cared for you. And in this way they began to laugh about him. But our Brahmana was determined. He wanted to follow the path of the ecstatic human beings. Yes, so what next? Next they began to fight against him. When he would come with his begging bowl to the door of someone, they would throw ashes into his begging bowl.
Kada bi došao do nečih vrata sa svojom prosjačkom posudom, oni bi mu tu posudu bacili pepel.
One time they bound him up in a forest and tied him to a tree.
Jednom su ga uhvatili u šumi i zavezali za drvo.
Yes, a materialistic person always becomes disturbed when he sees spiritual-minded people. That is natural, because a spiritual person puts to question the whole, or let me say it better, questions the whole materialistic values.
To je zbog toga što duhovna osoba dovodi u pitanje sve materijalne vrijednosti.
And then the materialist, when he looks into the eyes of a spiritualist, has to ask himself the question, maybe I am wrong.
I onda materialistička osoba, gledajući tu duhovnu u oči, mora si postaviti pitanje, možda sam u krivu.
Maybe I must change my life.
Možda moram promijeniti svoj život.
And he is shocked. So they fought him. Now, after some time, the Brahmana who was, you know, brought to the end of his persistence, who was really tested, he sat down and he sang a song.
Nakon nekog vremena Brahmana je bio doveden u kritično stanje, više do granica svojih mogućnosti, jer je bio jako tako testiran, i onda je jednostavno sjeo na pod i počeo pjevati pjesmu.
This song is one of the finest piece of Sanskrit poesy.
Ta pjesma je jedna od najljepših dijela sanskritske poezije.
He sang.
On je pjevao.
If you say these people are the cause of my misery,
ako kažeš da su ti ljudi uzrok moje bijede,
you're wrong. If you say that the unfortunate constellations of stars, my horoscope, is the source of my misery, you are wrong.
Ako misliš da je uzrok moje nevolje loša konstelacija zvijezda, odnosno moj horoskop, u krivu si.
If you say that the mighty controllers of the universe who move destinies and fortunes are the cause of my misery, you are wrong.
Ako kažeš da su uzrok moje nevolje moćni kontrolori svemira koji upravljaju sudbinom, također si u krivu.
And he's continued like this.
I tako je nastavio.
Analyzing the different sources or possible sources of his misery.
analizirajući različite izvore svoje nevolje.
At the end he came to his conclusion.
Na kraju je došao do zaključka.
It is the mind alone which is the cause of happiness and distress.
Samo um je uzrok sreće i nesreće.
If the mind is fixed on Krishna, it is the source of happiness.
Ako je um koncentriran na Krishnu, onda je on izvor sreće.
If the mind is turned away from God, it is the source of misery.
A um koji se okrenuo od Boga je izvor nesreće.
And not only that.
I ne samo to.
The mind which is turned away from God is the source of many new births.
Ne samo to, nego um koji se okrenuo od Boga je postao izvor mnogo novih rođenja.
Therefore, I will put my mind into the service of Krishna.
Stoga ću svoj um uključiti u službu Krishna.
And he took the sacred order of sannyas.
I tada je uzeo tajni sveti zavjet sannyasa.
And he said, because I will fix my mind now on the Supreme Personality of Godhead, I will cross the ocean of repeated birth and death.
I rekao je, zato što ću sada usredotočiti svoj um na zvjesnost više, bit ću u stanju preći ocean rođenja i smrti.
How do you like the song of the Brahmana?
Kako vam se sviđa pjesma Brahmane?
Dobro. Yes, dobro. This song has something to tell us.
Pjesma nam nešto poručuje.
Stop complaining, start living.
Prestanimo se žaliti, počnimo živjeti.
When you see that you are tested in your spiritual determination, do not lament.
Kada vidite da ste u iskušenjima u svojoj duhovnom, u svom duhovnom životu, nemojte jadikovati.
When people laugh at you, don't become agitated.
Kada vam se ljudi smiju, nemojte se uznemiriti.
When people fight against you, there's no need to fight back.
Kada se ljudi bore protiv vas, nema nikakve svrhe da im uzvratite.
The people are a part of God, just like you are a part of God.
Ti ljudi su dijelovi Boga, upravo kao što ste to i vi.
And when you fight with them, it is fighting against yourself.
I kada se borite protiv njih, to je kao da se borite protiv samog sebe.
See, if my tongue is disturbing me,
moj jezik me uznemirava.
I should not bite on it. I should not bite on it. So, because my teeth and my tongue are part of the same system, the same body. So, the people and I myself are part of God.
Dakle, ljudi, a ja sam smo dijelovi Boga.
No need to fight back.
I nema nikakve potrebe da uzvraćamo.
If the people will see how you are strong in your spiritual convictions, they will gradually accept you.
Ako ljudi budu vidjeli da ste snažni u svojim duhovnim uvjerenjima, onda će vas postepeno prihvatiti.
Yes, I have seen this in my own family.
To sam vidjeli u svojoj vlastitoj obitelji.
When I became a devotee, the German newspapers wrote, "Oh, he has made a severe mistake." You might know the newspaper, Der Spiegel. Der Spiegel. They wrote, "Oh, so and so," and they said my name, has become a devotee, and they interviewed my father. Your son of such a good German boy is now dancing on the streets and everyone laughs about him. That's very bad. My father said, no, he's better than all of you. My father is a preacher. And then they began, the Germans began to fight with the first devotees.
Zatim su se Nijemci počeli boriti sa prvim baktama.
First laughing, then fighting.
but
now many begin to accept.
No, sada mnogi počinju prihvaćati.
Even my family, so much opposition they had.
Čak i u moje obitelji bili su toliko u opoziciji.
For many I became like a dead man.
Za mnoge ja sam jednostavno kao da sam umro.
They crossed me out of their memory.
Izbrisali su me iz svog sjećanja.
No invitation, no inheritance.
Nikakvih poziva nije bilo i bez nasljedstva sam osam.
And if someone would ask them, what is with your with this person, who they would become silent. We don't know. And now I visited with some devotees my very wealthy uncle. And he looked at me and he could see I'm very happy and it is a very nice life which I have. Now he has invited me, come to my new property in South France. There are some old trees and you can meditate and everything under the trees. This same uncle, he's a lawyer, was very much opposed. This is the greatest nonsense and the greatest shame on our family. But now he thinks, now you must come at the new property and meditate and everything you must do. Yes, everything. So I want to encourage you today. Don't become sorry. No, you will always be a little special or a little different, I should say. This is not wrong. If you want to belong to the one out of thousand and one out of those, then the spiritual path will be first of all a little bit lonely path.
Ako budete željeli postati jedan od tisuća, a zatim i jedan od ti mnogo tisuća, onda će vam prvi dio duhovnog života biti prilično usamljenički.
I want to also warn you.
Također vas želim upozoriti.
First, there will be opposition from outside.
Prvo će biti protivnika izvana.
But that's not so difficult.
No, to nije tako teško.
Then the opposition from inside will start. Woo! There will be many voices in you. Don't be so fanatička. Yes. Be buddhi normalni. Yes, buddhi normalni. Yes. And you know, there are many pleasures which you have not yet tasted. Budi doba and budi intelligentsia. The many voices inside will rise their voice.
Mnogi glasovi će se javiti iznutra.
You don't have only one mind.
Nemate samo jedan.
Inside that mind are many voices from past lives.
Unutar tog uma nalaze se mnogi glasovi iz prošlih života.
Once you were a princess, maybe.
Jednom ste možda bili princeza.
And that voice will say, come on, be a little bit more comfort, loving and fashionable.
I taj glas će vam reći, posveti se malo više udobnosti i modi.
In a previous life, you might have well been a big businessman.
U prošlom životu možda ste bili veliki businessman.
And that voice is telling you, come on, think a little bit of your own profit, don't be foolish.
I taj glas će vam reći, razmisli malo više o svom vlastitom dobitku, nemoj biti budala.
One lifetime you might have been a big sense enjoyer. I personally think that was the reason why you were born in Opatija or Rijeka. Sorry. And this voice is raising his his voice is calling to you. Come on, be a little bit more realistic, enjoy. Springtime is coming and then summer. What are your plans? In this way, the many voices raise their voice and talk to you. Leave this path or don't be too extreme.
Na taj način se u vama javljaju mnogi glasovi koji vam savjetuju ostavite ovaj put ili bar nemojte biti toliko ekstremni.
Another voice might say, look at this, there were some sannyasis in the movement for Krishna consciousness, they also didn't make it. Do you think you are so special?
Jedan drugi glas može vam također reći, u pokretu svjesnosti Krishna je bilo nekih sannyasija koji nisu uspjeli na tom putu. Da li ti misliš da si toliko dobar?
Be a realist, look at the also at the ugly faces of ISKCON.
Budi realističan i pogledaj malo i na ružno lice, ružne strane ISKCON-a.
Look very deeply. In this way, there may be so many voices which will try to hold you back. The solution to all of this is a very strong spiritual conviction. Ultimately, in our lives, we need realizations, of course.
Na kraju u našem duhovnom životu mi naravno trebamo realizacije.
We need our own experiences.
Potrebno nam je naše vlastito iskustvo.
We need to realize our own Krishna.
Moramo shvatiti naše vlastito Krishna.
This morning I was reading from Bhaktivinoda Thakur, who said that the experiences of saints and the wisdom of scripture is good.
Ovog jutra čitao sam od Srila Bhaktivinode Thakura da je iskustvo svetaca i mudraca vrlo dobro.
At the same time, you must yourself knock at the door of God.
Ali u isto vrijeme morate i sami kucati na vrata Boga.
And you must get your own experiences.
I morate ostvariti svoje vlastito iskustvo.
And just like food is necessary for a person who walks, experiences in Krishna consciousness are necessary givers of strength to the person who is on the path of Krishna consciousness.
Upravo kao što osobi koja hoda je potrebna hrana, tako je i osobi koja je na putu svjesnosti Krishne također potrebna ta vlastita iskustva.
What is your realization, Milivoj?
Koja je tvoja realizacija, Milivoj?
What is your enlightenment, Jagoda? Gogadatta, what have you experienced in spiritual life? What is your deepest conviction, Nanda Kishore? These things are important for us. This afternoon when we were riding in the beautiful and technically very equipped Peugeot of Gauranga Sundara to the car, to the center, we were discussing.
Ovog popodneva kad smo se vozili u lijepom i tehnički vrlo opremljenom Peugeotu Gauranga Sundara, razgovarali smo o tome.
We were thinking about Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, how he was traveling through the forest of the Jharkhanda jungle.
Razmišljali smo o gospodinu Chaitanya Mahaprabhu koji je putovao kroz džunglu Jharkhande.
And we were hearing how he was bringing tigers and deers together In the chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra, yes, you have properly heard, by the power of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, these deers and tigers were chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, and they were kissing each other on the mouth. Yes, we have heard.
Isn't it?
Yes, yes, Mangala can tell you, she has heard it with her own ears in the car. We were reading from an ancient text, the Chaitanya Charitamrita. These the tiger usually is an aggressor and the deer is an escapist, you know, runs away. But when they chanted the Hare Krishna mantra by the spiritual atmosphere, they came on the spiritual platform where they lost their natural behavior.
Tigar je obično agresivna životinja, a jelen je obično životinja koja bježi. Međutim, kada su pjevali maha mantru, oni su se uzdigli do iste razine, duhovne razine, gdje su mogli pjevati zajedno.
And at that time, we were asking ourselves how we could also come to the spiritual platform where we transcend, where we would transcend our material natures. And then I read what Prabhupada said about this. He said, you must overcome Maya. You must chant very loud. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This way, you will defeat Maya. The medicine is the same. At least this is what I do. When I am in some danger, I chant Hare Krishna loudly. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has a song where he sings, as soon as I chant this Hare Krishna, I become immediately free from all dangers. So he said, you must chant more loudly. Do not be afraid to take the medicine. That is the loud chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra. When you can't concentrate, when you see that you are getting a little bit clouded over in your determination, chant loudly. Do not be afraid. When you don't have the place to chant at home, at that time you can come here, chant very loudly the Hare Krishna mantra. These feelings of being not determined, when the voices of Maya become stronger, the best medicine is to chant very loud. Once there was a devotee who was very distressed. Prabhupada, so usmirirant or whatever. Prabhupada told him he should go on the field and chant very loud so that he wouldn't disturb others. So here in Rijeka we have all these nice kratas, or what, you know, when the landscape is there, that goes down, this whoop, where There you can all go, you can all have your own chup, little crowd. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
U rijeci imamo dosta bokori, imamo doline male kao kratere u kojima svako može otići u svoj i tamo glasno pjevati Hare Krishna.
Be convinced.
Budite uvjereni.
And then you will see how slowly you will be accepted.
I onda ćete vidjeti kako ćete polako biti prihvaćeni.
And best of all, you will accept yourself.
I što je najbolje od svega, prihvatit ćete sami sebe.
Hare Krishna. I wish to make a little pause now of 5 German minutes. In this time we will put the slide projection and the music up. And then we will start a wonderful pilgrimage. A pilgrimage to the source of the Ganga, which will make you happy and very much convinced. And afterwards I will answer a few questions. Hare Krishna. No, then it's very good. Then let us all go home. Tomorrow I will speak on two subjects. No, the subject, the yoga of Krishna consciousness. It's very interesting, I hope. It's the first time where I talk on this. And let us see. Good, I wish you a wonderful good evening. And a lakunoj. And see you, if possible, tomorrow morning. Hare Krishna.